Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, if on one of the hottest days, well, potentially the hottest day on record, if your house is still dark, the Home Squad are here to answer your lighting questions. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Jenny Sheehan, who's the co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, and interior stylist Sarah Doyle from Retwigged, both with me here in studio today. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, are you enjoying the sunshine?
Couldn't be loving it more. Easy for me to say, like, I'm not working outside or hot, you know, I can kind of relax and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And my dog is loving it. My dog is just
really
panned out in the sun, having a great old time.
Nice.
Just hosing him down every now and then to
keep
him cool.
Yeah. The fat cat is looking at me like, why have you made it so warm? Laying on her back with her belly max exposed.
Oh, yeah. This
is my happy place. I always have this debate with people because, you know, to me, this isn't massively hot.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm from London originally, so you know.
Where it's super
very
hot.
And I am actually glad I'm not in London because 38 or something like that to eat today.
Navigating queues and all that goes with it.
Yeah.
I'm one of the people in this position where even on a day like today, like the front of the house and the sitting room, it's cold from the moment you come downstairs.
Well, that's good on a day like today.
And it's very dark.
Mm.
Yeah.
What can we do to solve
it? There's two options. One is just lean into the darkness, turn it into a cave, paint it dark, have a really kind of cozy, you know, living area or whatever. Maybe it's your little book corner or something like that. That's all fine. And then the second thing is lighten it up, right? So first of all, my number one favorite solution for this is mirrors. Mirrors are unbelievable. I put them somewhere kind of sideways or opposite where the light is coming in. There's a very bold suggestion by an interior designer before, which is to paint the ceiling in a high gloss finish. And I think about it often because sometimes I see it done well and then sometimes I see it done not so well. Yeah. So it's a brave option, but if it works, it can be very cool and lovely for creating a bit of light.
So you'd have a very high gloss, bright colour?
Could be like, it could be white, could be anything, could be your normal ceiling colour, but just in that high gloss finish. So it's really reflective.
Yeah, I suppose
it's rogue, but it's
maybe
cool.
If you had like coving or something, so you'd have a natural break. I think
that's nice.
Could look a hot mess if you're bringing it down.
But God, I'm thinking a small room in a bold, dark colour on a day like today would be exceptionally dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not in that. You're probably not it. When are you sitting
in that front
room?
No, that's true. Yeah, I'm not.
You're not sitting in that front room during the day usually. Mm-hmm. Very, very rarely. I mean, who of us get to sit in their sitting rooms during the day? We've all better things to be doing with our lives. So I think actually you're sitting in that sitting room in the evening. That's your cozy room.
Yeah.
So I agree. Personally, I go warm colour. So choose something that's on the warmer side. So probably avoid greys and blues and what I call the cool shades, which are going to make it feel cooler. So I would go for warmer colours, something cozy, something that's going to make you feel cocooned, earthy kind of colours I would always lean into.
You also don't want too many lights on a day like today.
You don't want too many lights on.
You shouldn't need them.
No, you don't need them. And I think as well, like, there could be some obvious solutions as well in terms of just not enough light getting into that room. So maybe there's plants or bushes or something like that covering the windows. Maybe you have your curtains hung too narrow and they're just not wide enough or, you know, the blinds are down too much. Or maybe there's a bit more dramatic solution, which is installing something like a transom, which is those lights, you know, the windows above the door, and it could be as easy as that, or swapping out the door for something with glass panels. So just checking to see, like, where are the sources of light? Are they getting in there in the first place? And if not, are they blocked? Is it something a simple removal will take care of, or is there more drastic ways?
And I see it a lot. People have those wooden slat blinds in the window and they think that allows them privacy, but you're losing so much light if you do that. And if you think that light is directional, it's coming above, not at the windowsill height. So if you've got, like, say, Roman blinds or any kind of blinds and they're pulled down, you're losing the majority of where your light hits.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look to, if you need a little bit of privacy at the lower level, look for, say, like a cafe curtain.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. What's that?
Yeah.
So they're curtains that are just like halfway down the window.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
When you go into like a lovely French bistro, they have those lovely little brass rails and they have these little linen curtains. They're a step up from your nana's lace curtains, you know, but they just add a little bit of cozy ambiance. They're going to shield you from people gawping in you sitting in your room, but you're going to keep that light from above.
Listener questions 087 1400 106 is the number. We want to paint our front room white to brighten things up, but we're actually worried it could end up a little cold.
Yeah, like a white. On the best day in Ireland might look kind of not okay, and that's today. Every other day of the year it's going to look grey, because most of our light is grey. It just is. We've clouds all the time and the light is grey. So a white will pick up on that grey, and it will be cold and it will be clinical, and it won't give you the effect of warming the room up and brightening the room.
So what kind of white would you recommend?
So you're looking for a warm off-white, as Sarah was saying earlier. You want to look for something with warm undertones. That will be in the description. I love Farrelly & Co. have a fabulous colour, Trig, which is a really nice kind of warm, almost creamyish, sandyish colour, but not in the Magnolia family. I think it's great for those rooms. It's quite nice, quite bright. Lovely bright neutral.
This listener, Sarah, lives in a basement flat. They're really struggling to get light into it. So any help or recommendations, welcome.
Basement, so yeah, they're going to be tricky. But yeah, if you're keeping it, if we're talking about keeping, you're not going to make light where there isn't light. So as Jenny said, you're using the mirror trick so that you're getting any light that is bouncing into the room is being bounced back in. I mean, in a basement, maybe I would look at like LED strip, a recessed LED strip light at kind of ceiling level.
Okay.
Because that's going to give you soft ambient light. It's not going to be harsh. It's just going to give you that little bit of soft light that will improve your overall lighting.
And there is one solution potentially if you're willing to invest a bit of money, if you're going to be staying there, and that's sun tunnels. So these are they're not Velux windows. They're little tunnels, just round tunnels that go in through the walls, and they bring light from the outside through reflective surface on the inside into an area that otherwise doesn't have a window. Okay. So a lot of people will put them in maybe ensuite bathrooms or hallways or something like that. So you could look at that as an option. Just, I don't know the layout of your house.
Yeah, I've seen them in the roof. Yeah. So if you have a hallway, say for, a landing with no natural light, we consider doing that into ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, the light tunnels, aren't they?
Yes.
Might be one way to do it. Listener says, we've patio doors in my living room, but the other end of the room where the dining table is very dark, even on the warmest days. We don't have sockets in that spot either. So have you any good bright LED lights for perhaps near or over a dining table?
So there's really good rechargeable lights at the moment. And yes, you do have to take them down every, might be a week or so, depending on the battery longevity of whatever you're buying. But there are great ones, and they can be installed on the walls. There's a lovely range of wall lights I love from Babington. You'll find them in Hedgerow Home if you're based in Ireland, I assume you are. But just have a really good look around for rechargeable lights. You don't have to chase wires. You don't have to plug them in. Okay, a little bit of a headache in recharging, but I think that could be a great solution for you. And again, back to mirrors.
Yeah.
Think about mirror placement.
Except for when you have to clean them. That's what I spent my weekend doing last weekend, because I have so many of them in the house. Oh my God, it's such a boring job. Cleaning mirrors. And then you have to go back over them because you see the streaks that you've left.
Oh. Listen to the expression on Andrea's face.
I know. This is hell. I don't know if that's the solution.
Well, it's nearly as bad as window. No, it's not as bad as window cleaning. That's really a soulless job. So
it's up there. Anything for the patio doors and finally dining, the lights, the LED light near the dining table. Any recommendations, Sarah?
Rechargeable bulbs all the way. Amazon now do these actual bulbs. So if you have existing pendants, or you can. So reasonable. You just go and buy a pendant light, you get the fixture, you fake it till you make it.
Simple as that. Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage and Social Media, and of course, interior stylist Sarah Doyle from Retwigged. Thanks a million to you both for joining us this Thursday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.